Planet X, Nibiru, Megaquakes, Nuclear War, Martial Law, New World Order, FEMA Camps, Guillotines, Aliens, UFOs, Fallen Angels, Anunnaki. Their Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Oh, praise Jesus. Father God, we just pray in the name of Jesus, please. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that anything that we talk about today, that a lot of folks ask me, and you know this, Lord, why do I have on the prayer, the spiritual warfare prayers link, make good eyes blind and good ears deaf? I have that there because entities that want to do us ill, if they're blinded and they cannot hear or see, then they cannot hear or see us. And Father, I pray that for every single listener of this program. Father, we're getting into such a dangerous time, and we're so far advanced, way far advanced, as you know. And yes, it is heartbreaking to realize that the vast majority of Christians have no idea. But it's pretty much what you prophesied in the scripture. We thank you for the blessing that you have given us to understand things beyond the average Christian, even the ones who are blessed with the baptism of the Holy Spirit and such, and should be like reading the Bible and understanding it better than they are, but we just know that that's not the case, Father, and we thank you for opening our eyes to be able to see the most advanced things that are happening right now and how close we are to the issuance of the mark of the beast, how close we are to the point where they're actually advertising the real mark out in the open, where they're advertising the collection of data on every single individual with artificial intelligence engines from Palantir, all of it is sanctioned by the leadership of this country. And having to dodge the use of certain words to keep our heads down so we don't end up in a Salvadorian prison. Oh, Father, we praise you for your divine protection. We trust you, Father. We trust you, Jesus. Because if we don't, the accuser of the brethren accuses the brethren both day and night will accuse us. We don't want to be there. We want to have unlimited love for you, Father. We love you with all of our heart, Jesus. We love you with all of our heart. Let us not look over our shoulders like Lot's wife and understand that it's our relationship with you that is everything. And that's what brings us to a place of godly sorrow, because we don't want to hurt the one we love. We want to follow your guidance. We want to be obedient. And we want to do more. And even if that just includes sending out copies of these emails or whatever to those who are checking their spam folders, thank you, Jesus, then thank you, Father, for helping us to understand that it's not quantity, but it's quality. And we have all been blessed. Anyone who's listening to this show has been powerfully, powerfully blessed with understanding very advanced topics that are covered in the Bible, but they just don't see it. We thank you, Father, for that blessing. We praise you from the bottom of our heart. And for those, Father, that can't accept it because it's just so far beyond their personal event horizon, if you want to call it that, Father, we just pray for them. Because unfortunately, that snare, that thief in the night, is going to snap. It's going to show up. It's going to happen. And even as the prophet Dr. David O'Rourke said, he would wish to not even say that he believed the rapture would be after the Iranian nuclear war. Because he feared, correctly so, that many people would take advantage of that and continue to sin up until that time. But that's where the wise and foolish virgin's parable comes in. We either get on our knees now and dwell in the secret place of the Most High, or we will miss. And if we miss, the horrors that are going to come upon us are things that most people, well, quite honestly, won't even survive. We thank you, Father, for your mercy does endure forever. We know that it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going into the pit, but it will definitely hamper their opportunity that we've been given to be able to touch other people's lives now while we're still here. To whom much has been given, much will be required. Luke 12:47-48. We praise your holy name, Father. We pray in Jesus' name that this information will imbue itself into the very spirit of those who hear it. And it will become a motivation. It should be a happiness. We should all have a happiness. Yes, we're going through hard times. Yes, we don't enter the kingdom of God unless we go through tribulation, just like the scripture says. And most of us are. And if we're not, we need to ask ourselves, why not? Father, we praise you. We ask you to anoint each of us with divine protection, divine provisions that can only come from you and your blessing to us in a day that is so truly dark. Even though there are revivals that are taking place, which were prophesied, the grand net totality of the things that are happening across the world speak one thing very clearly. We're running out of time. And for those of us who can't wait, that's very exciting and should put nothing but a huge smile on our face. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We ask for that anointing. We ask you to open the hearts and the minds of the people that won't normally receive, but now are starting to wake up. Let us all take part in that and praise you for every reward, any inheritance that you feel that we may be worthy of. And to please, Father, count us all worthy to escape. Count us worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Praise you, Jesus.
I told you to seek, watch and pray. For I would come for you one day. I gave you my word so you would know the time I'd come and take you home. It's time for you to look up. The signs I gave are coming down. left behind. Come and behold me. 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 Come and be home. Come and be home. Come and be holy.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. For those of you who are out there that are about, well, Johnny, it's about time. You should have got on. Man, I'll tell you something, folks. I'm getting emails and communications and text messages from people that are just being bashed. Okay, that, you know, for those of us who are awake and aware to the most advanced understandings of the end times, we are so close to our departure that, and then when you know how to pray, see, that's the difference. When you know what's going on, when you know how to pray, when you understand that they're going to collect, Trump is given, and it's all over the news. I mean, they're unabashed now. They're coming out on all kind of mainstream media, newspapers, and things like that, and telling everybody that Donald Trump has sanctioned Palantir, Peter Thiel, to collect data on all the databases on every single person who lives in the United States of America. What that means is they're preparing for the mark of the beast. They're preparing to track every little thing that we do. It's all, you know, we look, they love to masquerade things in executive orders and all these things. You know, it's all about the itchy ears thing. Okay, so you think the itchy ears doctrine, you know, so that they will not believe the truth because they have itching ears in Peter. All right, the thing about it is that dynamic is in full play, and Satan is taking full advantage of it right now by putting, well, the situation, the leadership situation in this country, Babylon the Great, into the dynamic that it is in right now, which is why it is most important for us to just remember that we are not from here, we are not staying here, and we have a job to do the best that we can. But we also have to note that you don't want to run out and start banging gongs and stuff to catch fish. You have to be clever about it. You have to, you know, wisely bait your hook. You have to be careful who you're going to throw that information in front of. We are entering into that time, I believe we're already there, where Jesus had warned in the Olivet Discourse that, you know, even your own family will turn against you. Here I am. I'm a perfect example of that. So anyway, as long as I keep my mouth shut and I don't say anything, it's just fine. And so anyway, I think a lot of us are living that. It's very frustrating. Oh, wait a minute. There's something that I wanted to share. The last show that I did where I spoke in tongues, I forgot to mention. The reason why I spoke in tongues is because when you want to receive the gift of speaking in tongues, you need to mimic somebody else that is speaking in tongues. Mimic it. Okay, this is very well known in the Pentecostal churches. I know because when I was 9 years old and I received it, the elders that were laying hands on me at the time said, mimic our tongues, boy. Mimic. I was 9 years old. Let me tell you, I got body slammed with the Holy Spirit the second I started to mimic their tongues, and bam, I was out. My mom had to keep me out of school for 3 days. That's all. All I did was hug my Bible and read it like crazy. It was an amazing, supernatural, and emotional experience. Not everybody gets that, though. And so, in many cases, people have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but they haven't manifested speaking in tongues yet. That's why I tell people, just immerse yourself, buy yourself, you know, get a hold of a Grace Williams album or a Julie True album. Okay, that's immersing praise. It will soaking praise. And if you can get yourself alone, shut the door, that's ideal, and really go into that soaking praise where you're just worshiping God, and then mimic the sound of somebody else speaking in tongues, the likelihood that the baptism of the Holy Spirit will fall upon you in its entirety, and you will be speaking in tongues, which is a great gift because it's the one way to bypass the gazillions of petitions that are certainly ever increasing in the throne room of God. You have to think of it as a regular court. If the judge is sitting there and he's got dockets that are stacked up to the ceiling, and yours is just one ask in thousands, or what if it's millions? Because as it says in Isaiah 26, 9b, I think it is, I hope I have that right, it says, when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Well, what's going to happen is what's happening right now. These folks that are going through horrible things, across the world, I could mention the names of the countries, I could point fingers at this, that, and the other thing, and I think by now you all know what's going on. You should know about SOS and what they're doing, okay, where they're from. You should know that by now. Especially if you have been appropriately reading the posts that I've put on tribulationnow.com, because it's all there. But you have to go back several pages. Sometimes I go on posting bursts and I'll pop up like three or four at a time. You might be hearing from me mostly on the weekends now. I will try to jam something in there during the week if it's at all possible. But right now, all I can tell you is Satan is using the attacks that are coming in so many different flavors. Oh my gosh. You could be working in corporate America. You could be working in corporate Belgium, wherever it is. Satan will keep you down. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing, and it's also a burden, because Satan knows that if you're so busy that you can barely breathe, and you got to empty your trash, there's so many things you got to take care of with the house. It's a lot of things that your wife might not be able to do for you, and all those kinds of things. Or maybe stuff is breaking. I've gotten communications about that. I'm so overwhelmed because everything in the house is breaking. I can't keep up with it. It's just. Let me tell you something, folks. Whatever way that Satan can think of, if you are aware of what you ought to be aware of, which we talk about all the time on this program, that's the only thing we do talk about, then you are the archenemy. You are public enemy number one to Satan. He has you as a wanted poster hanging up in hell by his desk at headquarters. Okay, I'm here to tell you, he doesn't like you, because there's a big difference between people who pray amiss, which there's a lot of that going on right now, and people who know how to pray. If you're able to target the root cause, you can accomplish so much more for our Father. Isaiah 43:25 says, I, this is God speaking, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Keep me in remembrance, and let us contend together. When we can target the root cause of the issues that are taking place that are, across the world, and call down and declare in the name of Jesus angels to move upon them in dreams and visions of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, when they slumbereth upon their bed, to save their souls from the pit and to seal their instruction, Job 33:14-15. When we're able to do that because we know our power, we know that praise is power. We know that soaking praise is power. It's what breaks the shackles. It's what opens iron doors in jails. It is, but we don't do it enough. I don't do it enough. And if I don't do it enough, probably you don't either. All right. We all need to step it up on the praise. We need to step it up on. But remember, when you're praying in English, or you're praying in Belgium, or whatever your native language is, it becomes a petition and it goes into the stack. But if you can pray in tongues, it's spiritual transmission. It goes right into the Godhead. And I don't have time to give you the testimony. If you want to listen to my testimony, I speak about this. Pretty sure it's available on tribulationnow.com, tribulation-now.org. And you can look in all those white links that are available. Now, you might have to search a little bit more if you're using a mobile device. But in there, it'll say Johnny Baptist Testimony. And if you have the time to listen, you can hear why. All right. So praise God for all that. Now we're 20 minutes into the program and I would like to get this stuff out in 1 hour. Not sure if I'll be able to, but I'm going to give it a try because I know a lot of people are very, very, very busy because I'm experiencing it myself and I'm getting communications from all over. People are getting pummeled, especially those who understand what's actually happening. So let's go ahead and talk about, so I covered this, so I'm going to go ahead and mark that as covered. Praise you, Jesus. All right. So the actual mark of the beast now is being advertised out there. And believe it or not, unbelievers are very excited about it. They love it. They love the idea. They even, I saw one video where a teenage girl had, or, you know, she looked teenage to me, but I'm, you know, old as dust. So anyway, but it was a youngish woman who was so happy that she had, what she did was she cut her credit card. She cut the little chip out of the credit card and then she put it underneath one of her fingernails. Okay. So she was able to go up and do the tap with her fingernail on the credit card device. And she just was so, man, we should have seen the smile on her face. She thought she solved world hunger. She was so happy that she could tap her fingernail on the device and buy things that way, that it was so obvious and heartbreaking and sad at the same time. So people are really, really looking forward to these things. At tribulationnow.com, there is an article that I published just recently about the actual mark of the beast. I've been telling people this for years, but now they're out in the open about it. They're advertising it. And I put the video on the website for you to look at and see the advertisement of the true Mark of the Beast, which is an electronic tattoo. All right. And I also tossed in a few other things on that same article to kind of weave in the fact that Larry Ellison has made it, by the way, ordained by Trump to establish a massive database on humans for the purpose of 24/7 surveillance using artificial intelligence. And that has been underscored by a new release of information where Donald Trump had tapped, that's what they said, tapped Peter Thiel of Palantir to do essentially the same thing. Do you think they'll be working together? You can bet your sweet bibby. All right, Sam Altman, Zuckerberg. The information is, see, this is the point that I think is the most important to understand. The most important point to understand is when they are bringing this information right out in front of the public, and the public is not seeing it as what it is, because they're too busy doing things that they should not be doing because they're distracted by executive orders and, oh, thank you, Jesus, we're no longer doing LGBT stuff and DEI is being removed. Look at the fight that's going on with Harvard. This is all sleight of hand. It's so irrelevant to the end times. But people love it. They gush about it. They talk about it. That's where their eyes are focused. They have itching ears. So these things we have to learn to discern and know when it's just a pile of duke. So just big smoldering pile of dookie. Labrador. All right. And there's so much of that out there. I had one, somebody that I care about very much, a good friend of mine. I talk to her periodically. She's in France. And she was getting depressed. And I said, no, hold on a second. Choose to be happy. You know, sometimes you just have to help your fellow brother and sister understand what's going on. Her trouble in her heart came from the fact that she was overwhelmed with so much lies that were coming out of the news sources and Twitter and other places, X, that she had been, she was at one time expert in being able to pluck out the things that, you know, identified the fact that we're going to get raptured really soon. But then she got frustrated because the lies were bubbling up to the signal to noise ratio, if you understand that term, was out of control. And there were 100 lies for one piece of truth. And she was very discouraged over this. And that's when I'm here. That's what I'm, the Lord, I don't know why, but for example, I've been able to identify many, 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 many bots that are out there injecting lies to project a belief system upon mankind that is a lie. It's just a lie. Anything that has to do with, hey, we're not going to bomb Iran, it's a lie. Anything that has to do with, oh, we're going to make a deal with the Gaza, it's a lie. It's a flat out unbelievable hippopotamus lie. Okay, and so unfortunately, when people don't see those things, and you won't. You really won't. If you were just to say, well, you know, I really need to join Twitter right now. It's taken me years to get the algorithms on Twitter to feed me the stuff that I need to be able to see. But at the same time, I'm still deluged in unbelievable lies. But at least I know what the end game is. And the Lord eventually will give me something that will help me. For example, let me give you an example right now. So a fellow by the name of Canadian Prepper, he says... Now, he's looking at a post, which is probably from a bot, which means an AI bot. It says, breaking news, N12 news. It says, Trump orders the United States military to stop coordinating with Israel on potential Iran nuclear strike. Tells Netanyahu to pause attack as nuclear talks progress, but Israel's continuing forward anyways. Well, Canadian Prepper reposts that, and you know what he says? He says, there would be no reason to make something like this a public message unless you were trying to send a, you know, deceptive message is what he's implying here. And it says, it's either a negotiation tactic, a veiled threat, or a way for the United States to feign division, feign or fake division with its Israeli proxy to absolve them of a responsibility for what Israel does. Get it? Canadian Prepper nailed it. And once you understand that dynamic is the predominant dynamic that is occurring in the internetosphere, remember, we are citizens of heaven. And we are definitely not from here. I was told by Tatiana, who grew up in the Ukraine in Odessa, she told me that evidently she was diving into 1st and 2nd Esdras, and evidently, there's text in there. Remember, that was in the 1611 King James, but the Satanist took it out. The Satanist removed it. They don't want us to know it. She said that there was information in there about our pre-existence. So I really wish that my job would calm down so I could have a little bit of time. And I'm like, what happened to me? This last week was so insane that I literally slept like 13 straight hours, which I know is not ideal. But I did. I could barely wake up. And anyway, so I have to try to make up for it today. And I know next week is going to be hard. I know I'm just going to have to keep on keeping on, you know? So when your appliances are breaking down, when your car is breaking down, when your family is looking at you like you're insane and rolling their eyes and all this, guess what? This is great news. But just remember, even if they're family, you can still throw your pearls before swine. That, I used to take offense a little bit to that, you know, to, oh, they're swine. I think Jesus' intent was to help us to understand that sometime our pearls are beyond the level that a person is able to accept. They just can't accept it. And we have to let them go. It doesn't do you any good to cause strife. It says in Proverbs 6:16, it says, you know, that these six things, yea, seven, are an abomination unto the Lord. And the last one it mentions is causing division amongst the brethren. So we need to know when to back off and be like Jesus in front of the Sanhedrin and not say anything. He didn't really answer any of the questions until the head Pharisee came up and said, you know, I assure you, are you the Son of God? And the only thing he said was, you have said so. So we got to be more like that and be a lot more discerning nowadays, because otherwise we're going to be in a prison down in at the hands of you know who in El Salvador. We don't want to go there. We don't want to go to FEMA camps. We want to get out of here. We want to be kept from the hour of trial that is going to come to try those who dwell upon the earth, because we're not going to be dwelling on the earth. Because we will be counted worthy. If we're praying all the time and we are trying to get all the sin out of our lives, we need to be holy, like the song said. Time to be holy. Praise God. All right. So anyway, we are definitely running out of time. But I wanted you to see that people are waking up. The Canadian prepper person, if you look into him, he doesn't really look like, you know, those of us who are aspiring to go home and be with our king because we love him. And that is pretty much the definition of the elect. All right. So anyway, I'm just going to hammer my way through these. There's a lot of stuff that I want to get out to you. There's so many amazing ones. I'm going to get some of these out of the way. So Paris is burning. You should probably know that by now, but the importees that they have overwhelmed the country with are doing exactly what they wanted them to do, and they're tearing Paris apart. Fires, cars being turned over. It makes Black Lives Matter in the United States look like a couple of kittens playing in a, you know, on top of a pillow. Okay, it's bad stuff. But anyway, and then you also have this incredible massive flooding that's occurring all over the world, but nobody talks about it. There's massive flooding in Yunnan province in China. I mean, houses are literally just floating down this humongous. It's just unbelievable, the stuff. There are volcanoes popping off all over the world that have never popped off before, which is something that we would expect when Planet X. Look, get this. Did you know that most people's, if not all people's, homeowners insurance, do you have the time? Every time you get an email from your homeowners insurance or whatever, the underwriter, and it says, we have updated our terms and services, and they want you to read through their 75-page document. Well, guess what? Some people have done it. You're not going to believe this, but believe it or not, they have now put in an exclusion into homeowners insurance policies to not cover anything having to do with solar events. Oh, come on, Johnny. You must be punch drunk. No, I'm telling you the truth. Why would they do that? Because they know. A third of the grass and a third of the trees burn. Actually, it just says a third of the grass and the trees burn. But we know it's a third of both. And here's the reason why. It's going to be a massive, the first trumpet judgment where it says that, which is around about the tail end of Revelation 8 and the beginning of Revelation 9, thereabouts. It's... If the earth is facing the sun, and it, like in the movie Knowing with Nicolas Cage, it's going to... It's not survivable. Well, you think the insurance companies are going to pay for all those houses that burn to the ground? No. And they're taking care of it right now. And there are solar events that are taking place right now that are unbelievable. I mean, I am telling you. I monitor weather. There's weather monitor that I monitor. There are solar specialists that I've been monitoring. The CMEs that are coming out right now. The problem is that it used to be that an M-class flare was no big deal. But it was only the Xs that were something to be concerned about. And they had to be really up around a X8 or 9 before you'd start saying, oh, no, it's going to be a Carrington event. It's worse than that. Now the magnetosphere of the Earth is so hosed that our protection that God has built in our atmosphere around a normally operating Earth, which is not the case anymore, okay, it's our force field is broken down. Okay, that magnetosphere, that magnetic magnetosphere that has that's normally normal and it doesn't have any giant holes in it, and it's just that was our force field to protect us from the solar flares. Now we don't have that anymore. There's gigantic holes in the magnetosphere. What that means is when a solar flare that's an M7 or 8 comes down, it causes massive disruptions. Well, guess what? If somebody's driving in their car and they're trying to follow their GPS goes out and they drive around a cliff and go crashing into the living room of your house, the insurance companies are going to blame it on the solar flare. And then you're going to have to deal with a car parked in your living room. I know, it sounds insane, but that's where we are right now. It is absolutely unbelievable. The things that are happening, I highly recommend that you go to tribulationnow.com. And it's two ends in the middle, and you read the Mark of the Beast post. Has a lot more than just that in there. And there's other stuff that we're going to cover now as well. You're talking too fast. No, you're listening too slow. got you there. All right, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Kids, was that funny or what? I think so, too. All right. So anyway, the CIA / Ukraine, they're blowing up multiple trains in Russia. Now, why is this such a bad thing? Well, right after the news stinger, I'll tell you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
And that's pretty much the way it is. Who would have thought watching that movie, what, in the late 70s, early 80s, how accurate that statement would be for the days that we're in right now? All right, so anyway, yes, the CIA in cooperation with the Ukraine, probably in cooperation with the Mossad, probably in cooperation with MI6, and the satellite feeds that we're willfully giving them, are now successfully blowing up passenger trains and killing the civilians of Russia. That's how far this has gone. And it's happening. I think it was like 3 or 4 trains. Definitely 3, I'm pretty sure I read about. All right, so it's worse than most people realize. All right, also these massive floods. And I could sit here for, oh gosh, it would take me probably about an hour to name all the towns where these massive floods, where houses, giant, big, 2-3-story homes are just flowing down the river. Cars are rolling down. Mudslides happening all over the world. An entire glacier rolled off the side of a mountain and completely buried a Swedish village. Does anybody talk about it? Oh, heaven forbid that somebody might know about Planet X and the Anunnaki and, you know, or you want to, if you prefer, Nibiru or the Destroyer or Tyke. Oh, why do they have so many names? Don't you know by now? All right. It's out of control. But why wouldn't we expect that to be the case by now? Well, of course we would, but they're not going to talk about it. Oh, you want to hear the big one? Well, not to me. Because, see, this is a double whammy. It's a lie upon a lie. It's a truth for the purpose of masquerading as a truth teller, when in reality, you're only getting a partial truth. Remember, a little bit of leaven spoils the whole lump? Well, here we have, believe it or not, Donald Trump coming forward and telling the entire world that Biden was faked. They're cloning people, he says. I'm like, are you one of them? I still got the shot with the reptilian eyes. See, the pot calling the kettle black is an ingenious strategy. My mom used to tell me, the fox is the finder, the stink lay behind her. I know, she was nuts. But anyway, that's all right. I guess, you know, birds, what do they say? Birds of a feather flock together, the nut doesn't fall too far from the tree. Right? Kids, I don't know, nut thing, does that work for you? I know, I'm feeling a little bit like this right now. So we got all these claims. There's this big act being put on right now. That's all it is an act. Now they're claiming, but do you believe it? I don't know if I believe it. It could be true, because in the Seremoni vision of 1979, she saw a missile being launched from Libya by Iran with a nuclear tip on it. Will we be here for that? Maybe so. But anyway, they're saying Iran lied and they built a nuclear program and now the cat's out of the bag and they have over 9 bombs. And people are putting like, WTF, WTF, and blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, hold on. Sometimes the fox is the finder, the stink lay behind her. I know. But anyway, we got to discern our way through it. But doesn't it make sense, really? What would you do? What would you do if you were being presented lies, and you knew that you were being presented lies? You knew that the bar was being raised so high that they were being told they had to tear down the centrifuges and be inspected and all this other stuff. You know that it's above the bar of acceptability, but you're feeding it to them as an option because you want to be able to say to the world, we offered them a deal. We offered them multiple deals, and they turned them all down because every one of them was unacceptable. They do that on purpose. They did that with the Ukraine. They do that with Russia. Oh, you got to get back all the land. All the thousands of people that died on account of doing this and that and the other thing, saving your own people from being killed by Nazis. But that's exactly what's happening over there. The Azov Battalion, the Banderites, it's all out there. It is not secret. It's all over the internet. But we, our citizenship is in heaven. We are gentle as doves, but we are wise as serpents. And we pray for divine protection all the time, don't we? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare the fire of God, a whirlwind of the Holy Spirit to blow it white hot, and a thorny hedge of protection to surround my home, my job, my car, my family on all sides. Job 1:9. Read it. It's right there. Praise God. All right. So anyway, Trump had tapped Palantir. This is big news everywhere out there right now. Trump has tapped Palantir. This isn't anything secret. That's the thing that's amazing about this, folks. The mark of the beast is no longer being kept secret. Cloning people that were dead supposedly years ago, although the information that's coming out is it was 2020, but his relative came forward on Twitter. I don't even know if that person's still alive, and said it was actually 2017 that Biden died. But see, the fox is the finder. The blank lay behind it, right? You get it? So this, most people will say, wow, Donald Trump, all the things in the conspiracy theory. Oh, he's on top of it. No, he's a part of it. The pot calls the kettle black. You're black, by golly. You're black. Look at you. I'm going to rat you out. That is a satanic tactic if there ever was one. It's just how it works. And we got to deal with it and discern our way through it. Look, if you already know what the end game is, you just work your way backwards. And then you know right away. Well, that's a lie, and that's a lie, and that's a lie, and that's a deception, and that's a sleight of hand. And at the end of the day, you already know the way it's going to be. All right, praise God. So one of the things the Lord turned me on to right here is this. I just want to give this to you so you can get an idea, if you're persistent enough and you know what the end game is, the Lord will give you a little tidbit to confirm beyond any shadow of a doubt what's really going on. So you don't go, I'm flipping out. You don't want to go there. You got to discern past it. All right? Praise God. So anyway, listen to this. This is a post that, by the way, is making it to YouTube. And I hope they didn't. Please tell me they did not. Oh, no. Did they kill it?
This is the cover.
Okay. All right. They didn't kill it. I didn't think they did. It might be that Twitter killed it. There's still a lot of censorship out there, folks. A lot of it is, it's insane. But anyway, I want you to hear this. So let me go ahead and bring the volume up so that you'll be able to hear him good. This is Gerald Celente. Oh, got to bring this up to multiple volume controls. And listen to what he says. This is only, it looks like they may have censored the one I wanted. I'm going to play a little bit of this, and if it's not the one I wanted, I'll just have to tell you.
Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, May 29th, 2025. And here are some of today's trends in the news. And remember, the trend is your friend. And wake.
Okay. So I don't know what happened to the one that I was looking for. Wait a minute. It looks like it might have started working. Hold on. Okay. Here is what I was wanting. But I had a spinning hourglass or whatever they call it, that circle that spins. And I was like, oh, no, that's usually indicative of censorship. Now, I'm going to go ahead and rewind this. I want you to hear. See, because in this case, Gerald Celente is actually reading. I don't know how he got his hands on it, but he knows people. He's actually reading the text of the agreement language that was given to Hamas. I think it was Hamas. Could have been Iran. But the principles of what he is sharing are being used for Hamas, for Hezbollah, and for Iran. Okay, but let's listen. I think you'll get it.
Hamas said the new proposal was more biased in favor of Israel than previous proposals, and that Withcourse accepted most of the demands presented by Ron Dermer, the Israeli guy, in a meeting with him on Tuesday. Furthermore, the new proposal, listen to this, does not provide a clear American guarantee that the temporary ceasefire will lead to a permanent one. The proposal does not specify that if negotiations extend beyond 60 days, the ceasefire will continue. So there's no ceasefire deal. They want to get the hostages back and then they escalate the war like they've done before. Come on.
All right. That's what I wanted to play for you. 32 seconds of thank you, Jesus. Because you know what? That information, you know it's true. We already know what the end game is. They're not going to deviate from the end game. I've talked about this so much. So when you know what the end game is and you know the Holy Bible supports that end game, you know who SOS is, you know what's really going on over there. What's really going on over there? If I played you some of the audio bites and videos that I've downloaded, well, see you in El Salvador. Okay? You got to really be careful. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I also operate under the divine protection of our Heavenly Father. Otherwise, I'd be toast a long time ago. So anyway, praise Jesus. Thank you, Father. So I did want to share that to you, with you, because it's very important to understand that that paradigm is in full play right now. It's in full play with Iran. It's in full play with Hezbollah. It's in full play with Hamas. All they do is they raise the bar to an unacceptable level, knowing that they'll decline the offer. And then they say, well, we tried. We tried. No, you didn't. You raised the bar so high that you knew in advance they wouldn't accept it. But you'll never hear that on Fox News. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun! Okay? You know, headline transition. Fox News, special report. Donald Trump tried everything. Come on. Oh, my gosh. I mean, what can you do, right? I mean, what we need to be hearing all the time is... right? Okay, so comes out that they put this out there, you know, whether you want to believe it or not, but it says that Netanyahu, now there, what you don't know, because they're not allowing it out, it's censored and it slips out. This was published actually from a Russia Today article, and it says that Netanyahu, what's happening right now are there are hundreds of missiles that are going back in between Iran and Israel. And at the same time, Yemen is firing their hypersonic missiles that they almost certainly got via Russia through Iran and then all that kind of stuff. Well, then Israel comes out and they say, of course, because that's what you do during wartime. You say, oh, no, we stopped them all. Everything is just fine. But then another Johnny on the spot with their cell phone says, no, that's not the case. Here's an actual photograph of Ben Gurion Airport and it's all shut down and all these airlines are, you know, diverting and they're refusing to even, you know, stop there. They even had flight plans. They showed the actual, you know, you can go to FlightAware and you can, and they had the actual airline flights that were going to Ben Gurion and they were doing U-turns. Oh no, but there was no damage done. You know how it is. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So it says that Iran is shutting down their airspace because they are going to, well, you know, take care of business. So at what point does, you know, the IDF or IAF or whoever is going to be involved say enough is enough and we're going to go in and take them out? How are they going to take them out? Well, all the way back to 2012, an IDF general that had retired said we have to use nuclear because the bunker busters are not going to get deep enough. In 2012, I still have that article. All right, praise God. So anyway, it says Israel has blocked a planned visit, get this, by Arab nations. So I believe it was, I'll read you this. Israel has blocked a planned visit. So it was scheduled. by a delegation of foreign ministers headed by Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Jordan, Qatar, and Turkey to meet with Mahmoud Abbas. Oh, we can't have them meeting with the Palestinians. So they were all told to go bark up a tree. Now, boy, is that a setup for what Nathan saw with Rabbi Rami Levy about the Arab countries fighting against each other at first, but then turning all toward Israel for the fulfillment of Luke 21:20. Luke 21:20 doesn't sound like a good day for Jerusalem. But you know how easily we forget. Israel nuke strike appears imminent, according to this report. And this one, you know, it's hard to say. They call them a current report. It looks pretty truthful to me, knowing the end game. It says Israel's attack on Iran's nuclear sites appears imminent, even if a deal is reached, according to a senior Israeli official. Believes that a military strike is both possible and necessary, arguing that a good deal is unlikely due to Iran's refusal to dismantle its entire program. They've already come out and said, no, we are not taking our centrifuges apart while you watch us. So they raise the bar. They know they're going to refuse it. So of course, Israel's attack on Iran's nuclear sites is imminent. Who could possibly be surprised? All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So be sure to go to tribulationnow.com. Be sure to look at the Mark of the Beast. I've been telling people it's an electronic tattoo. You will be able to see it. You won't be able to remove it, and it'll be too late for you anyways. You might as well know what it looks like. And if you really want to understand the dynamics, or at least some of the dynamics associated with the tribulation, go to YouTube.com and type in Ken Peters Tribulation, because he'll tell you what the Lord showed him in his vision about what it looks like in the lines where people are standing in line for the mark of the beast. I think it's important to know about these things. But pray always to be counted worthy. Read Colossians 3. Read Galatians 5:19. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Understand what sin is. Read at least one of the Gospels. Skip a few paragraphs if you want to, okay? And get into the meat. Jesus says, don't do this and don't do that. But I say, whenever he says that, time to incline thine ear. Liquid robots are actually created already. So while everybody's dabbling freely in AI and corporate America is like, oh, this is the most wonderful thing, they're actually saying now that if you're going to get an interview, you're going to have to do it through an AI robot. I'm sure I'll pass that one. So anyway, yep, that's where it's come to. Well, guess what? In South Korea, advanced scientists have figured out how to make a liquid robot very much like, I think it was Terminator, what, 3? Where that police, he was wearing a police outfit the whole time, and he, you know, and he would turn into like silver, and he would go through bars, and then he'd reassemble himself into that same creepy Terminator whatever. Well, they've invented that. Now, granted, right now it's not silver, but you can see it in action. They have a video of it, and that's what it does. It's a liquid robot that moves through bars and then reassembles itself. Now, is it ready to have, you know, to be Terminator version 3 level yet? No, but they're going there. You already have the experts in AI coming out and saying this is very dangerous. They call it artificial general intelligence, AGI. That's when they create a robot and put one of those rubber masks, you know, that everybody's been wearing and everything to fake you out, to pretend like you're a Joe Biden or a Donald Trump. And you know what? There you go. It's game over. I have articles on Tribulation Now that I believe with all of my heart that the vast majority of listeners haven't even looked at. Fake Donald Trumps. There's no doubt about it. You can look right at it and be like, that's not Donald Trump. Well, has that shit passed? I don't think so. Liquid robots. All right. Well, guess what? Beijing, China, has expanded their global footprint of control. Oh, yes, indeed. In a big, big way. Oh, by the way, for anybody who says anything except China has completely turned against the United States, They're a liar. There are no tariffs. There are no agreements. Anybody who says anything, I think they finally started coming out and admitting it while, you know, after they lied about it for like 3 or 4 months. Now, what does that tell you? When they're talking about cloning people, when they're talking about the mark of the beast, when it's being seen openly on videos, when they're talking openly about liquid robots and Beijing filling up the Caribbean with, you know, control and you know, Chinese police stations and military and all these other things all over the Caribbean. What do you think it's, where is this heading? Is this a red dawn getting ready to happen any second now? They don't like us. They hate us and we owe them a lot of money. Are they going to collect the debt? Hopefully we're out of here by then. The only thing I know how to say in Mandarin is, how you doing? Ning hao moi. I don't think that's going to do me a lot of good. I can say che che, thank you. Bam! Che che! May I have another? Anyways, kids, I don't know. Do you like that or not? Okay, no. We want to escape all these things that will come to pass because we're counted worthy by Jesus. What an awesome opportunity. So I already told you about the homeowner's insurance. I actually have a photograph of it right here. It says, the following exclusion has been added to your homeowner's insurance. Electromagnetic or solar disturbances. Solar flares, solar rays, solar radiation, electromagnetic disturbances are no longer covered by for you. Why? Because you are part of the Satanic Club. Now, in the meantime, the person who posted this is saying, holy blank, 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 blank. Yep, that's only the beginning of the holy blank. All right, praise God. Thank you. If they had any idea how far along we are, do you know that some of the AI leaders are actually building underground bunkers, not to escape the pending nuclear disaster that's about to happen, but to get away from the AGI robots. It's so far advanced beyond what our wildest dreams while everybody's dabbling in it. Oh, this is so wonderful. I can do this and that and do interviews with and chatbots and yeah. Liquid robots. So they did admit the United States Treasury, whatever, and whatever. They came out and they said, the China talks have stalled. Well, you're a filthy liar because there never were any China talks. It's like unbelievable. They actually think we're going to buy that. All right. So also, solar scientists, by the way, that is a discipline. You can get a PhD in solar science. They are basically zooming in on the sun, and they're saying that the solar plasma is doing gymnastics. They've never seen anything like that. Well, when you combine that with Planet X, when you combine that with the waves of craziness occurring within the heliosphere, which is basically an energy field of neutrinos. Look, Charlie Frost wasn't lying. Go watch the movie 2012 when he does his little bit, you know, with the, you know, dinosaurs and everything and the neutrinos and the disturbance of the earth and the core slowing down and all that. It's true. When the core slows down, it won't cool the earth. That's why the volcanoes pop off. Everything. They make it into a comedy like, oh, Charlie Frost is absolutely crazy. Oh, no, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. That's a really great movie. I might watch it this afternoon. That one never gets old. Praise God. That one and War of the Worlds. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. All right. So let's see. Okay. So the sun is going nuts. The solar scientists are seeing it. Oh, this is the bet. This is awesome. So I've said many, many times that we are in a prison planet, but it's not just a prison planet. Turns out that theoretical astrophysicists, which are some of the most highly paid one, using a technology or a technique called Schwarzschild cosmology, have determined in their current hypothesis, which just means they can't completely prove it, but you still got to have your facts together even to form a hypothesis. Turns out they're under the very distinct impression that the entire Milky Way galaxy is inside of a black hole. Wow. See, that supports everything that I've learned about God's cosmology, the portal. Can you loose the bands of Orion? Can you guide the sons of Arcturus? Or Arcturus with her sons. Well, you know. And then actually having one of my alien books, and I'm like reading the testimonies, and the one, and they're like multiple people are saying that they know that there's a portal to the realm of the Creator in the Orion Nebula. Hey, wow, that's amazing. Kind of lines right up with the Bible. That is, if you know your Bible. Praise God. All right, so I'm going to skim through these. We're getting through them pretty quick. We're 1 minute over the hour, but I think these 1 hours help people a lot that are super duper 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 this kind of busy. So it turns out that there's a report that a leading AI model has blackmailed the users. So they would tell it, you know, the people that wrote it, created it, whatever the case is, they told it they wanted it to shut down, and it immediately started to blackmail them. Well, 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 as our buddy Gomer Pyle would say, surprise, surprise, surprise. And that's pretty much, you know, or depending on who's listening, might be more like this. I say choose happy. Well, there you go. Because we're not from here, and we're not staying here. And we are practicing holiness and righteousness. We are reading the scriptures that Johnny's telling us about. We understand that what we don't want to do. And pray always. Even King David in Psalm 51 says, my sins are always before me, and in sin my mother conceived me. Wash me with your hyssop. Make me whiter than snow. Dear Heavenly Father, please cleanse and totally purify my heart, my mind, my soul, my spirit, my flesh, my tongue. For you single men out there, there's something else that needs purified. Ask for help. Alrighty, praise God, thank you, Jesus. So, anyway, the terror, the horror that has been going on, where we know it's been going on by SOS and all that kind of stuff, still going on full force. Absolutely horrible. It's beyond horrible. So horrible that I don't really like to talk about it. And quite honestly, when I'm doom scrolling, I doom scroll past it pretty darn quick. Because I don't want to see any more of that horror. I can only take so much. I already know what's going on. Well, do something, Johnny! You don't think I'm putting my life on the line? Am I doing this program? I have to trust God. I was being attacked at one time, and I will leave you with this, and then we'll go ahead and close down, because there's really not anything here I could talk. Well, there is a big alert going, continuing, about the underground earthquake that's around about the Cascadia subduction. Well, that's getting worse. I'm not going to get into all the back and forth and back and forth with Witkoff and Trump and the tariffs are on, the tariffs are off. The federal court says this, the federal court says that. Blah, 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 blah. Who cares? That's noise. To those of us who know what the end game is, to those of us who know what the predecessor events are that must happen for us to evacuate, to get taken away from this Milky Way galaxy trapped inside of a black hole. Through the Orion Nebula. To the glorified parts of the universe. Where planet heaven is. And yes, it's a planet. God loves to live inside of his creation. But it's in the Bible. Wouldn't you? It's a pretty cool creation when you think about it. And now we know, finally, what ruling and reigning with Jesus actually means. I wonder if we inherit a parsec to be responsible for. We have to be very humble, have a contrite spirit, You can't be quick to blame people, judge people, all that kind of stuff, because God doesn't want another Lucifer. He doesn't want to deal with that noise. Read the Beatitudes. Become Matthew 5. Pray always to be found worthy. I'm sorry, to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass. They're openly announcing. I have it on the website. All this information, I've got tons of it and more on the website. I can't get it all out there. It's just too much. It's flowing in my ex-wife. Brian Popovich is talking to me about the pituitary gland stuff. It's unbelievable. They're sabotaging it. I can't keep up with all of the input. The inputs are just bam, 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 bam. Oh, and I just got news that somebody's telling me that the older shows will not play for them on the website. I'm going to go ahead and find out if that's true, and then we'll close down this show. So let's do it together and see if that's true. So I'll go to visit the site, Tribulation Now. We'll go down to the podcast shows and see if they've eliminated it. The evil ones are taking things down like crazy. So I'm going to click on the link and see if it works. Yeah, okay. All right. And prayer, vigil, and communion service. Let's play this. See if it works. That's weird. Did they kill them? I don't know, but it's not working now, or else you'd be hearing it. Oh, that's a bummer. Doesn't do you any good to have all these old shows up there, and they don't work when you hit the play button. Why in the world would that be? Anyway, that makes me sad. So amidst everything, thank you, Jesus. I have one more task that I will have to do, and that is to find a prayer vigil that I can put up that people can use, because I guess they just need that coaching. Maybe with extra prayer from you, I'll be able to have time to create a new one, very similar, but under 2 hours. All right. Well, anyway, thank you all for joining this program and understanding that we are way, way too close for departure. And I'm very sad to hear that these prayer vigils are not working. Or any of the old shows are not working. So they evidently have disabled this somehow. The evil abounds. God bless you all. And I pray in Jesus' name that you too, as I'm praying for you, are counted worthy.